From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Final peace agreement between Colombia's government and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, is to be signed today, bringing to an end the longest-running insurgency in the Western Hemisphere.
Este proceso comenzó realmente hace casi
Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos said the peace process began almost 6 years ago, and it was often difficult, he says, to imagine this results, but there were always clear objectives. The conflict between the government and FARC is blamed for leaving dead more than 250,000 people and displacing at least 5 million. 16 heads of state, 24 foreign ministers, including U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, expected to attend the signing ceremony. Attorney General of the Mexican state of Michoacán says a priest was found dead on Sunday, shot, became the third cleric to be kidnapped and killed in the country within a week. Authorities said the priest, who had been missing since late last Monday, was found dead on the highway. While there has been no claim of responsibility and no motive for being given for the killings, some priests in Mexico over the years have denounced the drug gangs there and their violence. Reports say at least 31 priests have been murdered after a decade of drug violence in the country. Also in the news, the United States and South Korea conducted more naval exercises today, part of a potential ongoing conflict as it raises their growing between the North Korea and the other parts of the world over its nuclear threat. Last week, the U.S. deploying bombers very near the inter-Korean border. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council held urgent talks on Sunday about the deadly surge of violence in Aleppo as Syrian and Russian jet fighters bombarded the rebel-controlled eastern sector of the Syrian city. The U.S., France, and Britain called the emergency session to pressure Moscow to control its ally, Syria, to end the attacks on the people trapped in Aleppo. Samantha Power is the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
Instead of pursuing peace, Russia and Assad make war. Instead of helping get life-saving aid to civilians, Russia and Assad are bombing the humanitarian convoys, hospitals, and first responders who are trying desperately to keep people alive.
Syria's UN envoy Bashar al-Jafari vowed the Syrian government will recapture all of Aleppo, where the UN says 1.7 million people are desperately in need of drinking water. There are three U.S. presidential debates before the November national election, and the first comes at 1 hour universal time on Tuesday. VOA will have complete coverage, and you can check out that debate on our website at voanews.com. The debate will be between Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump and may draw, by some estimates, 100 million viewers. The stakes for both contenders are enormous. Viewers will not only be paying attention to what is said there, but how it's said and how the candidates react to one another. Both contenders suffer from high disapproval ratings from voters, and the debates represent both an opportunity and a risk. There also will be two vice presidential candidate debates between Democrat Tim Kaine and Republican Mike Spence. Superstar American golfer Arnold Palmer has died. Palmer was part of the Big Three of golf, along with Jack Nicklaus and Gary Player, who popularized the sport. Palmer spoke recently about their special relationship.
It was pretty tense. It was we were all good friends, and we wanted to beat each other. And that was certainly one of the great things about it. It was a relationship that is still going on, and I feel very fortunate to have Jack and Gary as friends. And of course, it's a three-way deal, and it's lasted a lot of years.
87-year-old Palmer died Sunday of heart complications. One of U.S. professional baseball's rising young stars, Miami Marlins pitcher Jose Fernandez of Cuba, has died, along with two companions. Happened in a boating accident near the U.S. city of Miami. He was 24. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.